Okay, good morning, all. Rav Teperek Aleph Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 1, Mishnah 7, and Tainus over here. And so you remember the past few Mishnayos, we've been discussing these public fasts that had to be instituted because of a lack of rain. So you remember that we said first the special individuals, the Tamid Chachamim, they would fast three fasts. Then the community, if still it had not rained, they would fast three fasts, and then another three fasts, and another seven fasts. In other words, so it was a total of three special ones for just the Talmidei Chachamim, and then an additional 13 that would be fasted by the entire community. Let's say, says the Mishnah Zayin, Avru Elu Elo Nanu. Still, if these last seven fasts that they fasted, they passed, but they still were not answered. There was still no rain. Mimatin Bimasa Umatan. So now they would start to limit in some of their daily activities in order to show that they're in a certain sense of a mourning. So they would limit their businesses that they would do. In particular, the Mefarshim explained that the businesses of selling things that would allow for the celebration of like joyous things, like selling things for a wedding or the like. Bivinyan of Inatiya, they would refrain from building and planting again for joyous purposes. Beirus and Vinisuin, they would refrain from getting married to one another and getting engaged to one another. Vishayelas Shalom Bein Adam Lechaveru, they would even refrain from greeting one another. Kivnei Adam Hanazufin Lamakum. Why would they refrain from greeting? Well, because they're acting like people who have been rebuked by God. Obviously, they've been rebuked by God because He has not sent rain, so that's why they do not greet each other anymore. So even though that's what the entire community is doing, the Yechidim, right, the special Talmidei Chachamim, the righteous individuals of the community, so they continue to fast privately to themselves until Nisan, until the end of Nisan. And then Yatsa Nisan, if Nisan ends, and then after Nisan, they have the entire rain season that goes with no rain, and then after Nisan it rains, Siman Klala, that's a Siman Klala, that's a sign of God being upset with the Jewish people. Shenamar, Halo Ketzir Chitim Hayom Vegomer, right? There's a pasuk in Shmuel where Shmuel says, as a response to the Jewish people asking for a king, and that was not a good thing how they asked for it in Shmuel. So he says, I'm going to daven for rain. When in particular, he says, is today not the wheat harvest season? And he's going to say, I'm going to ask God for rain. This is the time after Nisan that he's going to ask for rain, which shows that it's clearly a siman klala and not a good thing. And so the Jewish people experience rain after Nisan, that it's not going to be a good thing. That's the end of Perek Aleph. We'll do the first mission of Perek Beis. So Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph says, continuing in this idea that we had these seven fasts. So in other words, we have three fasts that are fasted originally by the Yechidim. Then we have six more, two sets of three that are fasted by the entire community, and then an additional seven. So in these additional seven, says the Mishnah, Seder Tanios Kitzad, what is the procedure of the on these final seven fasts? Like, what would the davening look like? What would the people look like? Mutzien Esateva Lerchova Shalir, they would bring the ark, right, the Aron with the Sifrei Torah, they would bring it out to the town square. Venosin Efer Mikle Al Gabi Hateva Verosha Nasi Verosha Es Basin, they would take ashes and they would put it on the Aron, they would put them on the Nasi, right, the president, the head of the Sanhedrin, and they would put it on the Ab Basin, the head of the basin. And when everyone saw ashes on these two people and this Aaron, they said, you know what, we're going to have to put ashes on our own hand because we're clearly in such a sign of mourning right now. However, once they were doing this, they were clearly having some mourning practices among them by putting some ashes on their heads or whatever it was. So an old sage would get up in front of everyone and say, you try to get everyone to do a real tshuva, because he would say, Achenu, lo ne'amar b'anshei ninveh v'yar ha'elohim es sakam v'est. It doesn't say regarding the people in Nineveh, the city of Nineveh, that obviously we know, say for Yonah, that Yonah comes to rebuke them. It doesn't say that God saw their sackcloth and their fasting. It says that God saw their deeds, that they repented from their evil way. In other words, what he's trying to say is that it's very nice you're putting ashes on your head, but don't just put ashes on your head. Also, you have to change your ways and do a proper tshuva, and then God will hopefully hear our tefillos. V'kabala hu omer. It also says in Nevi'im, "V'kiru levavchem ve'al b'gdechem." It says, "Tear your hearts and not your clothes," meaning do a real tshuva and don't just tear your clothes and do physical signs of doing a tshuva. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Beis. For now, we will stop right here.